Okay, this story starts here, with this song. It's called Pyramids, and Adron was kind enough to come to our studios to play it.
Fear is the mind killer. I must not fear. The soul had no rainbow, had the soul no tear.
She says the song came from the very simple but very profound realization that in this world that seems to get a little smaller and go a little faster every day, pyramids are a thing that actually exist. That though the day-to-day world may seem mundane, the miraculous is out there.
I started making up a song and it was cracking me up. And usually my favorite works of art of mine are the ones that I can't quit giggling while I'm drawing it or writing it or whatever. I never for a minute believed I would ever actually perform that song because I thought it was kind of silly.
As silly as it is, I mean, it's also quite beautiful. I mean, there's a real nice sentiment behind it.
Yeah, and my favorite jokes are the ones that aren't really jokes but are also very serious. You know, as I was developing the song, I started to be like, no, this is a deeply important message. People need to wake up and smell the coffee. There's pyramids out there, and the Northern Lights out there, and there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on in the world, and you should really think about that.
Not content to passively observe the crazy stuff going on in the world, Adron and her bandmates have constructed a wooden step pyramid, 10 feet tall, 12 feet wide. It stands on the Beltline's West End Trail, off of Muse Street.
It's modeled after the Mayan ziggurat. It's a step pyramid. On two sides, it has kind of runners going down the middle, which sort of mimic the appearance of a staircase running down the middle, which you would see on a lot of actual Mayan pyramids.
Yes, where the heads roll.
Where the heads roll, exactly.
Well, there's a. It's kind of a mental leap to go from I've written a song called Pyramids to I'm going to build a pyramid. Can you tell me about the thinking, the ideas behind this project?
Well, it sounded like the logical next step to me. Yeah, the song Pyramids came first, and the song begat the pyramid, and the pyramid will yet beget a music video.
The video will be directed and shot by Barry Alexander Brown, an independent filmmaker from New York who has also been Spike Lee's editor since 1984, having worked on films like Do the Right Thing and 25th Hour.
The building of the pyramid was basically his idea, because if you're gonna do a video for a song about pyramids, it would kind of suck if there wasn't a pyramid in it.
And for the video, Adron plans to decorate it.
We are currently collecting just all of the junk and refuse and discarded objects and donated, you know, childhood toys.
Okay, the Kickstarter page for the project calls for the following. Books, clocks, CDs, LPs, light bright pegs, Nintendo controllers, toys, fishing...
You know, the idea is to have it artfully arranged to where it's just this kind of stunning collage of garbage and treasure.
Fake flowers, Halloween masks, Mardi Gras beads, keys, and use your imagination. And that's the idea behind this admittedly silly song.
You know, getting out of your little skull-sized box and perceiving the world as being a more magical and mysterious place than you might notice if you're just looking at your immediate surroundings.
And situated there on the Beltline, Adron's pyramid isn't even that far outside of your immediate surroundings. She says that they hope to shoot the video in the first weeks of October, and that donations of junk or treasure are more than welcome. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.